Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in a ring against somebody that wants to fight, give them confidence early, you're in for a fight. Aside from the fact we can't make a free throw.
Hey, it's Ryan Rollins with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
Thanks, Ryan.
I'm home.
I like that one.
He was balling last night. They beat Detroit without Giannis. Giannis got hurt, went out. They were getting blown out.
By the way, I forgot to bring this up, and because we're getting up against it. We're inside the two-week window. I don't know if you guys remember this, but every December 15th, I target a player that will be eligible for the upcoming draft. And usually that player is somebody that is turns out to be a good player. I put my GM hat on a little bit, if you will, Guru. And it's going to be a little tougher this year because Evan took my guy. But I'm working around it.
No. We made a trade at the cafeteria. There are three top players, and one of us got one of the top players. So you get your guy.
I get DeBoncha?
Yeah.
And who gets Boozer?
Goo gets Boozer.
And who do you get?
Peterson. Kansas. His name's Darren.
Okay.
I hate that you gave up on Nekty. I like him.
No, I had Nekty.
He stinks.
Connect. I had
Connect. But he doesn't stink. He doesn't stink.
I was just so right on the money. Connect. I never said he was going to be a star. Now, Edgecombe.
I'm giving that to Evan.
Watch Edgecombe tonight.
His stock's falling.
I know, he's struggling a little.
How good is Tyrese Maxey? Dude.
What? No, he is.
What were you about to say?
Better than Curry.
Mouth? He's younger than Curry. Don't say he's better.
I actually did not say that.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, okay. Look how red you're turning.
This year, he's been better.
Hey, so real quick before we get back to the bar.
Not the way Goo just glosses over when you do it. When I do it, though, there's hell to pay.
So I'm in bed last night in the lab, and I hear this stat, and I think about the show. Because I know you love
trivia. Is
this
about our ratings? Get off it.
See, subconsciously, you wanted me to keep talking about them. No.
You're talking about ratings.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about this.
Okay.
Question I'm about to give you, Evan, and the listeners.
All right.
So Detroit's playing Dallas tonight, right?
Okay.
Okay, Thursday night game.
All right.
So Amon-Ra St. Brown and
Gibbs. He doesn't play in the NBA, though.
They're on this is a football trivia. So St. Brown and Gibbs have scored a touchdown, Evan and Steiny, in 20 games. They've scored 20 separate occasions. Each of them have gotten a touchdown in 20 games.
Okay.
Jerry, now... Oh, my God, just ruined it.
Rice and Young.
No, you're right.
Rice and Craig.
Jerry Rice and John Taylor are next at 28. They've gotten touchdowns in the same game 28 different times.
Okay. I like where this is going.
The record is 32, but there's another tandem tied at 28. And I want to see if you two can get it. It doesn't have to be run it. Just two offensive players on the same team that have scored in the history of the NFL touchdown in the same game. We got St. Brown and Gibbs, 20. They've done it 20 times. John Rice, the great John Taylor, they've done it 28. There's one more tandem, and I'm looking at you, Evan.
Well, there's two, right? One is 28, the top, one is 30
but one's
something.
Tied at 28.
Okay.
The champ is 32.
Tomlinson and Gates?
Oh, my God. Is he right? Yes. So you heard this one.
No, but I watched a lot of Chargers football.
That's demoralizing.
Wow, Evan.
Watch me run down the history of the NFL, and I ain't getting it.
Had a Niner angle. Wow.
LaDainian's got, I think, he's top five in touchdowns all time, and Gates has the most touchdowns by a tight end all time.
All right, so now here we go.
Educated guess.
Can you two guess the one at 32, the tandem? They scored TDs in the same game 32 times for the most in NFL history. That was a great guess, Evan.
I mean, Paul Warfield and Larry Sanka.
Too early.
Oh, how about Franco Harris and Lynn Swann?
I don't know what their number is, but that's a great call. No.
So this is the third most?
No, this is the most at 32.
Oh, the most
ever. The third most was St. Brown and Gibbs.
Oh, yeah. And then the second was LT and
then
Yates.
Jerry Rice and John Taylor.
Ooh.
I'm thinking you guys should know it.
How about John Riggins and Art Monk?
I don't know what theirs is. That wasn't it, but that's a great one.
Does it involve Tony Gonzalez?
No, that's a good guess.
But who is it? Is it a wide receiver and a running back?
Famers.
It's a wide receiver and running back?
Yeah.
Okay. Not a tight end.
No.
Okay.
Wide receiver and running back.
Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin.
And there it is. 32. Isn't that weird? Now you got me wanting to know what Riggins and Monk is.
I
want to
see the first 20 now.
Man, Wes Chandler and...
No, Jerry Rice and Roger Craig.
No, it was John Taylor. That's interesting, isn't it?
I kind of liked it, yes.
Yeah. Evan messed it up guessing Gates. And
I didn't Google that, by the way.
I looked at you.
Yeah. We're talking Warriors.
I know the smart asses are going to try to fact check my work. It's solid.
Where did you get that?
Some shows I watch. I love trivia. I'm just bad at it.
We're talking. Oh, I know. I did want to get into this. We'll finish up here with the Warriors, and then maybe next segment we'll jump into some Niners real quick. Monty Poole said this yesterday, and I've heard it from other people, and I just wanted to kind of ask him. And it feels like there's a lot of people that think this is a one-year window for the Warriors. And I don't understand that because their three players are under contract through next year. But here's what Monty said about however long the window is.
Well, first of all, I really see this as a one-year window.
Mm.
And I say that because I know Jimmy and Steph, and they all can come back next season. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But Steve, this is Steve's, he's lame duck. This is it for Steve if he decides at the end of the season, or if they decide at the end of the season. He has not made any noise about wanting an extension. I'm not sure he does. And so this is the final year of his contract. And the way they built this team, you know, I don't – they already know that they're old. And next year, what, they're going to be a year older? if they can't get – if they can't be good this year, why would they think they'd be better next year?
That's
wow, I kind of missed that in fair. Real time. Could you imagine somebody coaching Steph and Dre and Jimmy, not named Steve Kerr?
Well, and that's what I find completely fascinating is I don't think Kerr is coaching this team next year.
Okay, so he would be the second version of Bob Myers for whatever reason to get up out of Dodge.
I guess here's my question, like. Oh, God, this is so interesting. If Steve Kerr right now said, I want to be under contract for next year.
That he would
do you believe
that?
Him?
Yes. I believe Mike when he said that.
Do you think that Kerr right now wants one more year? See, here's what I'm getting at. I'll just cut to the chase. If Steve Kerr says, you know what? I do want to coach. Steph's out the oven. I want to coach next year. Does that mean we got to sit tight? Like, does that mean we can't touch any of the big four? Horford.
I know where you're going. I don't think Joe Lacob would give anybody that much power or clout. Like, you can have a contract, but we're going to do what we want to do with whomever it is. you can have some input if that's where you were going.
I mean, with a player? With
you were saying off limits to the big four, right? Steph, Dre, if, you know, something were to present itself.
Well, okay, but then think about it. Then, okay, you can move those guys, but now Kerr's going to be the coach next year.
All right.
But Butler or Draymond won't be on the team? Like, I'm out on that. Like, you can't, here's their problem, I think. You can't have anybody but Kerr, coach, Steph, Draymond, and Butler. But you can't have a young guy coach those guys if you move off Steve but don't make roster decisions.
Can I give you the guru theory that I don't want credit. I'm just telling you what I believe. If the trading deadline, forget what happens up until January, the middle of it in the trading deadline. This is me in regard to Steve Kerr, guys. If Jonathan Kuminga is still on the team after the trading deadline, Steve Kerr will not be coaching next year. So that will let me know. Joe probably knows now. Mike knows now. If he's traded, then I believe that's, for me, I'm looking at it as, oh, Kerr's coming back. He could be like, ooh, that makes, I truly believe that. If somehow Kuminga's on this team after the deadline, that means there's going to be a new coach for the Golden State Warriors next year.
So Joe Lacob then will hire a brand new coach for the last year, essentially, of Curry, Butler, and Draymond.
Now, why do you say the last?
Because their contracts are up at the end of the year.
But Curry's not going to put on another uniform, I don't believe.
Who's coaching Butler and Draymond?
I got you. And maybe one of them are in a trade for Giannis. Who knows?
But who's coaching Giannis and Steph?
I don't have that intel.
To me, Kuminga is a complete and utter non-factor.
Wow.
As I'm moving forward, defining who I want my next coach to be.
So you think Joe Lacob's over Kuminga and what he could be? I don't. I'm not saying he can't be disappointed or, man, this thing is going slower than anybody thought. But, Stoudy, again, I wasn't in the arena. I was in the arena Friday against Portland a couple Fridays ago. I'm just talking about that last game when they went on that run. There was something about the Lacob cam that got me to, he ain't happy. And he could be mad at himself, but he didn't seem happy.
Well, they're 11-11, and...
Well, if you sat him down and said, owner, we're 11-11 because we got a raw deal with the schedule and we had to travel all these miles. Now we're going to get to practice.
Well,
maybe
listen.
If you said that, that would put a smile on his face. I think not. I'm being smart, but I do think it's intertwined. Kuminga and Kerr's future.
Kuminga's not important enough to have any organizational decision made on his behalf or because of him.
Do you think it could play into Kerr's decision if he has to deal with another year?
He's just a rotation guy at this point.
But I'm asking. I believe.
Let me do the legal, and I'll try to answer. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studio. The first thing is, I believe in the building. They're not saying we're 11-11 because of the schedule, but they believe that the schedule has done them absolutely no favors. Fair.
Okay.
And I believe that they do think that. So if that's what they think, they got to let this play out for another month, obviously. If for no other reason than they can't move Kuminga yet. So there's only one thing to do, and that is try to get everybody healthy by December 12th, and then you'll have a whole month, ideally, to see what you are. What if you go 15-7 in five weeks between December 10th and January 15th? I don't know. Maybe that changes your approach. I don't know.
You don't believe they know what they're going to do with Kuminga now?
I think they want to trade him.
But
I also think they understand he doesn't have a lot of value.
Wow.
Let's go. Let's go. Priest? No, but action. Let's go to Julie in Concord. Hey, Julie, how you doing?
Hi, dear guys.
Hey.
Hope you're having a good day.
Yes, we are. Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I remember on one of the afternoon shows, this was maybe a week or two ago, that Kerr said he will be coaching for as long as Steph is there.
I think that was Bob Fitzgerald about announcing.
No. I don't think so. I think it was from Kerr himself.
Do you guys... Hold on. I'm not... You guys got
the right show. The afternoon has Kerr on every week.
I don't remember him saying that definitive, but Mark Willard will get in here in an hour to give you the... Okay, but go ahead, Julie. Finish your thought.
Oh, so that was just, you know, something that I remember hearing, and I'm thinking, you know, he's not leaving until Steph is gone.
Okay.
He's going to extend his contract for however many times Curry extends his.
Well, I'll say this to that, Julie. Let's say you're right. Isn't it more perplexing that he hasn't got a new deal if that's the case?
That's a good question. That I don't know. Maybe there's something else brewing back there, but I think he'll be there for the whole time that Curry's there.
Thanks a lot,
Thank you,
Jay.
Julie. Appreciate the call. And
yeah, that would have, you know what? That'd have been said like that.
I'm sick of it. You know what I'm sick of, Goo? I'm sick of being the bearer of bad news. Let's welcome in Evan Giddings. Evan Giddings, our wonderful producer.
About to drop
and
on
then
us?
Some. Well, go ahead, Evan.
So I'm here to bear the bad news. Anthony Slater of ESPN reporting Jimmy Butler has been ruled out in Philadelphia, downgraded from questionable. Left knee soreness. Meanwhile, Al Horford, Jonathan Kuminga, and Quentin Post remain questionable. Don't count him out tonight.
No, I'll just say, no, I'm not, Evan.
You okay,
I'm just,
Goo?
No, it's just this ain't last year.
Every year's different, Goo.
Yeah, and this is 82 of Jimmy. Hey, I got to give it to him. I didn't think he was playing this last game.
Who?
Against OKC. He had failed two times the game of Saturday night to where I was like,
don't you get it?
Just from the guru cam, you get a license to take the night off. And then I came in and said, hey, why not sit him? So I'm not mad.
Guru.
I guess I guru. Just. So now Kuminga will definitely start.
Guru.
He's
you know who falls? Old people. That's who fall.
I fall on the court.
And then they break bones.
I fall on the court.
So Kuminga's questionable? Wait till he doesn't play tonight. That'll be a problem. Because why wouldn't he want to play?
Evan, you still like the Warriors even without these possibilities?
Well, the Sixers are also missing Paul George, Kelly Oubre, and probably, I don't think Embiid's going to play.
Some would say that's a plus. That's the material.
Well, yeah, but it's Maxey and Edgecombe.
Yeah.
Just another night in the NBA.
It's just, wow.
The real players are over in the auxiliary gym.
Jokic is playing. Luka's playing.
I mean, they're definitely underdogs.
Luka's
but
out tonight.
Philly's 11-9.
Yeah. I got you. And what's our boy that gave us the business, got him a new contract with Philly?
Nick Nurse?
Light-skinned cat. Remember he put it on us?
Oh, well, Quentin Grimes is still on the team.
Remember he got grimy on us.
Well, Grimes is like Kuminga, right?
Yeah, he's a restricted. Mm. Or he was a restricted, and now he's on a qualifying offer, I believe.
And
him and Cam Thomas both signed theirs.
Man, okay. Cam.
I couldn't remember quite what all four did, but I guess Giddy and Kuminga signed two-year deals. Well, Giddy had more than that, but I get you. Okay, let's go to Frank in Atlanta.
Oh, man.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, fellas. How's everybody doing?
Trying to figure
doing
it
great,
out, Frank.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, we've been talking about this back and forth all morning, but I'm going to say two things. First of all, nothing about us is going to change until the coach changes.
Damn.
It doesn't matter. Right now, Steve Kerr would trade Jonathan Kuminga for two bags of...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Pork skins, a hot pickle, and a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
He doesn't want him on his team. Doesn't care about it. So that doesn't really matter. Jonathan Kuminga doesn't matter. The problem with the Warriors is we're small, like Bob said in the press conference he had before he left. He said, it doesn't matter who I go out and get, a big man, how many of them I get, the coach won't play them. 2 months later, he resigned and left. And to this day, Draymond is still 6'5", and he's still your starting center.
Man.
Nothing will change until Kerr leaves.
You know what, Frank?
Jonathan ain't coming here.
All right, go Frank. Ahead. No, I appreciate the call. I think there's a little more to it, and that's, what do you expect to change as long as the Warriors' approach remains the same? Which is, it's to me, it's a little bigger than just Kerr. It's the approach that Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy seem to still want to go down. You know, Goo?
Yeah. But there's a philosophy, right? Shout out to KRS-One, a great rapper from No School, Stoney. This is part of Kerr's philosophy. But did Frank get that right when Bob made that statement, which I saw on the internet about, and then he was gone? Was that the timeline?
Well, I think
the big guys.
I think Bob said something to the effect of, you know, it's not just about getting a big guy. It's about a big guy who's got to fit.
Yeah.
Oh. And it's about a big guy who, you know, the coaching staff likes and are going to play. And like, I might be wrong, but like, let's use the name Jonas Valanciunas.
Oh, Steiny, man.
But you, like, there's no way they haven't had an opportunity to get him, right?
So
it's telling me that whoever it is, somebody not crazy about Valanciunas.
Okay, but you were crazy about Bogut. Crazy about
I wouldn't put Valanciunas in Bogut's class. I wouldn't, but.
But a guy that could step out and shoot a three, a screen that is big and thick, is all outdoors. I love what he's doing in Denver, and I'm how is he not our starting center?
I'm asking you, why don't they want Valanciunas? Why don't they? Like, his name's been out there, not anymore.
I don't know. I don't have the answer.
I think it probably has something to do with they like their big guys to be more of a basketball player than just a big guy.
What was Zaza?
Well, Zaza was
Zaza, Valanciunas could do more than Zaza, I believe. Maybe. I know.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm being real, Steiny.
I don't know. I can't pretend to know the answer to this question. But for all I know, Dunleavy and Lacob would be like, are you kidding me? Zaza was a much, much better defender than Valanciunas. And Zaza fit into our system. You know, like, why?
Dude is big.
There's clearly something about a lot of big guys they don't like.
Is it fair for me to say that they're looking at it wrong? You just won in 2022, so that's why I said it's 2023.
Well, I'm kind of in the middle. Like, yes. Do they need to get bigger?
Yeah,
yes.
In the middle.
But when you say Valanciunas or Jakob Poeltl, I could see a scenario where they kind of get lost here.
Okay, but what do you think they're looking for then? Let's be real.
They want a better all-around play. You know what? They want a guy who can play perfectly with Steph Curry, whatever that means. And maybe that's infiltrated all their drafting. What if every time they made a decision the last 5 years, it's got to be with Curry in mind, with Curry in mind, with Curry in mind, and that limits some of the players who they like as opposed to don't like. Okay, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, and I want to get into something serious right now. Covering the Bay Area for years, I've seen athletes, they've gone through it all, the highs, the lows, and the pain that comes with getting knocked down. But when it's not just a game, when you're the one injured, or when tragedy strikes someone you love, that's when Beam Law comes in. Beam Law is the Bay Area's go-to personal injury firm. Whether it's a car accident, a serious injury, or a wrongful death, they're there to shoulder the legal burden so that you can focus on rebuilding, recovery, and taking care of your family. Beam Law is a local company, and they win with millions recovered for clients across the region. That's why SF Weekly voted them Best of the Bay 4 times. If you've been hurt or you've lost someone because of someone else's negligence, call Beam Law 415-523-5555. That's Beam Law 415-523-5555, or you can also visit hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com, because it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.